Membercare Media from TWR, and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. When you hear that a snake is nearby, or you see one, what is your reaction? Fear? Curiosity? Or caution? All three would be natural reactions, but in most parts of the world, if there was a snake nearby, caution would be the best reaction, your number one choice. Not every snake out there is poisonous, but there are enough of them in the world, especially in certain parts of the world, that it would be wise to follow the motto of don't take a chance. How many species of snakes are there on this planet? How many species of snakes are there on this planet? Well, estimates vary on that subject. Some say 2,000. Other estimates go as high as 3,400. So a safe estimate would probably say there are about 3,000 species of snakes. But how many of them are poisonous? Again, nobody seems to know for sure. There are plenty of them. Estimates range between 375 and 600 as the number of species of snakes that can be called poisonous and therefore dangerous in some way to humans. Treat seriously any encounters you may have with a snake, even if you're sure you know the species of the snake and you're sure it's harmless. Don't be gripped by fear when you encounter a snake, but as we said, treat it seriously. If you want to avoid snakes entirely, you might think of moving to Iceland or Antarctica or Greenland or a few islands here and there that apparently have no populations of snakes. There are some reports that say New Zealand has no snakes, but this is only partly true. There may be no snakes on land in New Zealand, but two species of sea snakes do visit the islands, and they are both poisonous. So, how can you avoid being bitten by a snake? Well, one, if you see a snake, back away. Put distance between you and the snake. Two, don't attempt to trap a snake. Don't threaten it. Three, make plenty of noise when you're out walking in an area where snakes might be present. Four, if you're in a snake area, carry a good, solid stick. A good idea would be to wear boots and long pants or trousers. Gloves would be essential if you will be handling debris. Five, if you really must walk at night in a snake area, be sure you carry a light of some kind, a flashlight, a torch, a lantern. Six, if you live in a house in an area where you might find snakes, be sure any grass is cut short. Clear away anything that might provide a hiding place for snakes. This would include rocks, bricks, crates, pipes, old tires, and anything similar. If possible, seal the gaps around windows and doors. Seven, again, if you're living in snake territory, shake out your bedclothes before you get in for the night. Also, shake out your boots or shoes. Eight, if you do happen to be visited by a snake in your home or office, give it time to leave. Or you can also contact some expert in your community who would be able to safely remove it. And nine, there is no need to be constantly fearful, but be alert, be vigilant, and be careful. But what if, in spite of all your care, you're bitten by a snake? What should you do? The first suggestion is to remain calm. Not easy to do at a time when your natural reaction is to feel panic, but remain calm. Immobilize the arm or leg, the most common place for a snake bite. Keep it from moving. This is to help slow down the spreading of the venom should your bite have been from a poisonous snake. And yes, other snakes do bite from time to time, but it is safest to assume that it was a poisonous snake and to take the necessary precautions. Sit down or lie down with a snake bite below the level of your heart. Remove any jewelry or tight clothing from the area of the snake bite. If it was indeed a bite from a poisonous snake, the area could begin to swell. InterHealth recommends washing the wound with soap and water to prevent other infections, then cover it with a clean, dry dressing. If the snake bite is on a leg or arm, keep it as still as possible. Apply a splint to reduce movement. but keep it loose enough so as not to restrict the flow of blood. Do not use a tourniquet and don't apply ice. Do not attempt to suck out the venom. Do not drink caffeine or alcohol. Avoid taking aspirin or ibuprofen. These can make bleeding worse. If a pain reliever is needed, then acetaminophen is safe to use. That's also known as paracetamol. Don't try to catch the snake, but do try and remember its color and shape. Medical personnel would appreciate this as they help in your treatment. If you have anything available with which to take a picture, such as a camera or mobile phone, it would be most helpful if one of your companions can take a picture of it. Remember, if you're the one with a snake bite, your own first responsibility is to keep still. Your encounter with a poisonous snake might not be an actual bite, but rather venom being spit into your face, or if you prefer, spat into your face, by a spitting cobra. If this happens, your eyes or nose or mouth should be washed immediately to prevent the venom from entering your body. And of course, get medical help as quickly as possible. The ideal place would be a medical facility with anti-venom on hand. And one final note. The World Health Organization, WHO, has created a database complete with pictures of poisonous snakes in all parts of the world to help you identify such snakes in your area. You can also find information there about anti-venom products. Check the additional notes at the end of the transcript for this feature for the link to that database. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature presented by Member Care Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com